live on location at Onward Reserve, 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
And I definitely need my coffee.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
Tigertown Graphics, downtown Clemson, tigertowngraphics.com. Either of those will work. You know, when you go to Tigertown Graphics, you get those original t-shirts. They do an awesome job with that. Sweatshirts out there now a little bit. We're kind of in that territory. You got the nice hats and decals. They have the breast cancer awareness shirts out there right now. So they'd love for you to stop by and see those. I love, you know, my favorite one out there now is the Dabo and Brent, the campaign shirt.
Oh, Sweeney Venables 2020?
Yes. I love those, man.
I'm just a little upset, Mickey. They kind of infringe on my fantasy football team name.
Oh, really?
It's been Dabo 2020 since 2016.
So. I like it, man. So go by and see it. You're going to love it. It is our great friends at Tigertown Graphics, downtown Clemson, or tigertowngraphics.com. 654 Roar. Delvin's been hanging on forever. Delvin, I appreciate your patience, man. How you doing this morning?
How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, you talking about all the narrative. I agree with you. The same announcer who called Clemson game last week was and talking bad about Clemson was, oh, they were getting a lot of Alabama, a lot of praise on Saturday night.
Look, you can say what you want to. I watched that game Saturday night, and I'm not saying Alabama was lucky to get out of there. But that game, if Maurer doesn't get hurt, and if Tua gets hurt too, is a lot different. But once Tua went down, I mean, Alabama was pretty doggone fortunate, I thought. You know, they had less than 400 yards total offense, and this Alabama defense stepped up against Garantano. But, man, that was a couple plays right away from that game being pretty interesting in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, if Tennessee had a better quarterback, yeah.
Well, Maurer doesn't get hurt. Of course, again, Tua got hurt too. I'm not saying that, but I don't know, man. That game was if Tennessee didn't screw the thing up and a couple of penalties and a couple of big turnovers in there, that could have been a little bit different. If you watch Alabama, and I've watched them a bunch this year, it's not the same. The offense is great, and the frisbee catching dogs are amazing, but they can't run the ball, and the defense. This is not an Alabama defense. It's not. It's not what we're used to.
Yeah. And everybody told me what's wrong with Trevor. Yeah, he throwing the ball down the field. He still throwing, completing 60% of his passes. He got 14 touchdowns. Thank you, Mickey. You saw all the other quarterbacks, Jalen and Tua and Joe Burrow, putting all these, 30 touchdown passes, and everybody said, what's wrong with Tua?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Trevor and stuff like that?
Well, look, he's not played great. He's made some mistakes. He's thrown some picks. And he's a high risk, put the ball in jeopardy a little bit quarterback. They advance it down the field, man. But instead of check down Charlie, I kind of like that part of it. If you're going to live with the great throws and live with the touchdowns and live with the 50-50 balls and live with T and Justin Ross going up making plays, then sometimes you're going to live with the bad throws too. He made some bad decisions. A couple of guys made some bad routes, and sometimes and he made a couple of bad throws. But I love what he did in the running game, and I love what he did the last three quarters. I think Dabo hit it spot on there with what you saw out of Trevor there on Saturday. After a very poor first quarter, I thought he played great after that.
Yeah, and I'll leave with this. What's up with our players punching people? First you had Booth on Saturday, then you had Chris Wilkins on Sunday, man. What's going on?
Just some frustrations, I guess. I don't know what would make someone throw a punch with somebody with a helmet on. I'm not sure what happened there. So, in case you didn't see it, Booth had to ride the manager's bus home. I guess they just got home last night fairly late. So, and here's the bad part there. Two good guys, man. They lost their head, lost control. And I've heard this about Booth, about his family. This is first-class, top-notch, quality kid, and he made a mistake. But that's pretty uncharacteristic of him. And I think you'll see him be a model player from here on out.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you see the crazy – Did you see that Coastal Carolina and Georgia Southern got penalized for dancing?
I did. And because everybody got you get two penalties like that, two unsportsmanlike, so you get kicked out of the game. And so three players got kicked out for dancing.
Yeah, are you kidding me? For dancing, really?
Unbelievable. I agree. It was crazy. Thank you, Dub. Thanks an awful lot. Did you see that?
Well, were they ejected? What was the game again? I saw some
Georgia
of the
Southern and Coastal Carolina.
No wonder I missed the actual play. Okay.
All right. They had three personal foul penalties in the first half, or first three quarters.
Sure.
Against players.
Hey, that rivalry gets a little chippy there.
Well, and in the start of the fourth quarter, they play one of these songs, whatever. And Georgia Southern gathers up as a team, and they start dancing.
Yeah.
Right there at midfield.
They're feeling it.
And
doing the bull dance, feeling the flow.
And Coastal Carolina kind of comes out and does their little dance. And the teams get closer and closer and closer and have this, like, dance-off thing. It's pretty funny to watch.
Hey, the dance-off for Highway 17 up and down in the low country there. Let's go.
So, you know, they got this going on, right?
Yeah.
And the referee throws flags unsportsmanlike on both teams. So the three guys, two for Coastal, one for Georgia Southern, already had one. So they got ejected.
They got ejected.
They were dancing. And I'm not even sure if they were bad dancers. I don't know. Maybe they were dancing good. I don't know.
Man, hey, that's why they call it the fun belt, Mickey. They're just out there dancing, having a grand old time.
Having a good time.
What else do you do in between third and fourth quarter? We play inspirational videos by Joey Batson and the fun belt. They have a dance off.
I had to think. I had to see the song. I can't remember what it is. I'll show you during the breaks. Pretty
okay.
Cool. Snap Hook's up next. 654 Roar Reaction Monday. Snap Hook, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Mickey, I can't put my way out of a broom closet, brother. I don't know what's wrong with me. This is awful. Awful, buddy.
A lesson, buddy. What's wrong? Is it your speed? Is it your line? What's going on over there?
It's if the speed's right, it's pulled. And if it's the line's right, it's the speed. I don't know. It's like I'm lost.
Get back just to your lost. Fundamentals, buddy. Get back to your setup. Get back to good fundamentals.
Appreciate it, man. You know, we're probably going to, you know, beat the narrative to death about, you know, Clemson and Trevor and all this kind of stuff today. I just want to switch gears. The South Carolina-Florida game, I mean, was there some controversy in that game or what? I mean, it just seemed like every play there was something up every single play in that game, especially coming down the stretch. I mean, there was a hold here, a pick play. I mean, hey, we don't like talking about pick plays in Clemson. But, you know,
every
was that
team,
a pick or was it not?
It was a pick. It was an offensive pass interference. They completely missed the call. They missed it. One of the things that was the one really bad deal. The Gamecock fans I know are complaining about McQuamu getting held on the long touchdown run. The guy had his arm out. He wasn't holding him up close. Had his arm out, and the referee's running right down the field on him and grabbing jersey, not grabbing jersey. I hadn't seen the replay enough to see it. McQuamu has to get around that guy or push that guy through or something. You can't just run down the field and do-si-do or just two-step all down the sideline like that. They look like they were dancing together. You gotta find a way to dive at the guy's leg, something. But you got to break that up. The offensive pass interference, that was clear blade. Every team does it, and sometimes they call it, sometimes they don't. They missed it. That was a bad, bad, bad call. On all the other ones, like calling Horn grabbed the guy's face mask, and they called defensive holding on. Well, yeah, he grabbed his face mask. McQuamu is a big corner, and Horn's a big corner. And so they want to get physical with the Atlanta scrimmage. And they got their hands on you, and they're going to call it sometimes. And that's what happened on Saturday. And, look, I if I was a Gamecock fan, I'd be ticked, no doubt about it. But they're only called for five penalties. They missed they missed the one offensive pass interference call. And they missed a false start. That's right. A Gamecock fan talked about a false start. They missed that one, no doubt. No doubt about it. Here's what gets me on the whole thing, okay? And I think Muschamp has to be frustrated. I get it. I don't understand why we can't criticize officials. Think of another deal out there where we could talk about coaches, we could talk about players, play calls, all of it, but we can't criticize officials. And in the end, if we're really going to be fair and criticize, the officials make less mistakes than every player and every coach, because every player misses some assignments and every coach misses some assignments. It's a hard job, but they mess up sometimes. Now, did it cost them the game? I don't know. Gamecock John said they missed two more offensive pass interferences on two touchdown calls. I'm not sure about all that. I had to go back and watch it again. On the one, it was a clear pick. Clear pick. Should have called it. Didn't call it. I tell you what happens in the Clemson game on Saturday. For the last 2 weeks, Clemson's had three times where the offensive linemen have been 15 yards downfield on, like, little screens and stuff, and they still throw it away, and they don't call offensive linemen downfield on that. But anyway.
I guess my question was, do the calls change the outcome of the game? If they went the other way, would it change the final score?
Well, here's what's difficult with that. It's the flow of the game. You know, because if you called that, does it call it back? Do they score the next play or not? Do they get the first down or not? If I'm a Gamecock fan, I would be mad about the false start. I'd be mad about the non-calls and offensive pass interference. On the holding on, Marco, I don't know. But the Gamecocks defensive backs hold a lot, and they put their hands on them a lot. I don't really, you know, I get that. Look, you lost the game, so you're going to be disappointed in officials. I totally get it. Totally get it. No doubt.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call. I will say this, if I was a coach, if it was as blatant as it was Saturday against South Carolina, Will Muschamp doesn't need to say anything because everybody knows it. And so, you know, you kind of got that in your back pocket a little bit. Second straight year, though, Florida in the fourth quarter. If the Gamecocks just play three quarters against Florida, they're in great shape. But rain was certainly a factor, too. I mean, let's not pretend like rain was. Rain was a big factor. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Scotty's in Greenville. Scotty, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. How are you?
Fantastic. Doing great.
Well, good. Hey, I was calling because it's too easy to jump on the narrative that ESPN and Paul Feinbaum are doing to try to tick the Tigers off, which there must be a lot of money involved in that because they seem to always be trying to put us back a little bit. But that's good because that's nothing but giving Dabo locker room speech stuff to be able to motivate them. But what I'm calling about is that did you see the entrance to the Alabama game Saturday night?
I did.
With the light show. Okay, did you see when they zoomed in on Nick Saban before all that happened and how angry he looked? I know I'm making an assumption, but he did not. It seemed that he did not like that at all, all the show. He was angry, it looked like, before that game, all that light and all the fluff that was going on with the entrance of the Alabama game. I just didn't know if you caught that before the game.
Well, I saw it. He didn't look happy at any point in time. Saban doesn't look right to me. And in the halftime interview and the post game, I saw his post game interviews and saw because he's talking about Tua. I was trying to you know, see what they said about the surgery and how long he's going to be out. Saban looks really, really old and tired to me, and he's never looked this way before. But it started in January with the national championship game. But I don't know, man. He looks worn, slap out right now to me, and he doesn't look very happy about anything right now.
Well, he's hardly ever happy about anything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But, I mean, he is getting old and worn out. So I mean, I guess that can be taking place there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just didn't notice. I thought it was hilarious when they were talking about how glamorous the light show was, and
they love that thing, didn't they?
He was disgusted.
Todd McShay act like that this was his nirvana, man. Like this is it for him. He can die a happy man now. He saw some LED lights and he heard the elephant calls. And Todd McShay, I can't say what I want to say about how satisfying it was to him because it's kids' hour and 7 o'clock hour. Kids are in the car right now.
When do you think we'll be getting the orange and purple LEDs? And
oh, they're coming, 2021.
Oh, yeah, you know it's coming.
Yeah.
You know it's coming.
Yeah, 2021. That's the new thing.
All right, well, that's all I had.
Thank you, Scotty.
I was just fascinated by that. Thank you, buddy.
Thank
Have
you,
a good
buddy. Day. Appreciate the phone call. Todd McShay. I can't say it. We got kids in the car. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. If you're on hold, hang on. I promise you we're going to get straight to you after a very short break. I want to tell our friends now about Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Hey, when I mention Palmetto Dunes, it is a great time of year to head down and see these great folks. I keep getting more and more emails or social media folks. Let's sign up for this. If you're into social media, I want you to check them out. They do an unbelievable job. on their Instagram, on their Twitter, on their Facebook, and on their website. And so social media is a big deal to them. Their specials, you can get on their email list for specials. And so if you're computer savvy, if you're social media savvy, do this. You're going to love it. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. You know, on their Instagram and Twitter stuff, you see some beautiful pictures. And that's fantastic. Bottom line is that they do a great job of it. So why not do that? Follow them on social media on all those platforms, PalmettoDunes.com. The CJ Cup at Nine Bridges over in Korea, Lucas Glover shot 5 under par and finished tied for 39th. He was our only local player there. And Clemson men's golf went down to Georgia, down to Alpharetta, and they finished 7th in an unbelievable field. Duke won the thing by 2 over Pepperdine. In the event, Turk Pettick finished 11th. Jacob Bridgman finished 18th. Kobe Patton shot 68 yesterday. Kobe's a friend of mine, did a great job there. 35th with William Nottingham, and Kyle Cottam shot, he was at 69. So Clemson finished 7th, tied with North Carolina, Tennessee, and they beat Georgia Tech down there. That was great. Beat Southern Cal and Virginia, some good teams there. So it was a great field for that one. And now they come to their final fall event on November the 1st out in Hawaii, and I need to talk to Deborah and Ben and see if we need any kind of coverage out there. I need to head out to Hawaii and check those guys out for us. That's our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Hey, follow them on social media. You're going to get some great perks, some great email specials on there. Just go online. It's easy to find out to do all those things. It's PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Break. We'll come back. Brent, Daniel, you guys hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to you. Much more Reaction Monday right after this.
Join Mickey live at Chick-fil-A in Clemson this Friday from 6 until 9 a.m. Enjoy your favorite breakfast and get Mickey's unique insight on all the latest football sports action. Head to Chick-fil-A in Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday for the Mickey Plyler Show live.
If you need service and maintenance on your home's heating and air conditioning, or you need a new unit, I recommend the independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer at Upstate Service Solutions. They take care of us here at the radio station and also at my home. Their consistent 5-star ratings are proof that they'll do the same for you as well. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning and Upstate Service Solutions. Call 423-3606. 423-3606.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
Dealing with a messy property after a renter, home sale, or eviction is frustrating. You don't have the time to haul away all the junk, but need it cleaned up to turn the property over to new tenants and fast. Call the pros at Absolute Waste Management for a quick cleanup. All you have to do is make the call. They handle the rest. The crew lifts, loads, and disposes of unwanted clutter and junk at the best price. Absolute Waste Management takes the stress out of junk removal. Call today, 864-266-7131.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
The time has come for you to get your new South Carolina driver's license or ID. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about Real ID and what you need to buy your new license today. You may even be eligible to buy your new Real ID online and avoid an SCDMV branch altogether. Gather all required documents now and buy your Real ID with Gold Star at any SCDMV office in the state. Make sure your ID will get you on an airplane or into a federal building before it's too late. Visit scdmvonline.com and make the switch today.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Get your home ready for Halloween and let only the cobwebs be the fake decor. Make sure last year witch's brew stains are out of your carpets and get your floors looking spectacularly clean with Zero Res. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler. 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129 and a free hallway. Call now at 864-558-7300 or book online at www.zeroresgreenville.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
When you gear up for fall at AgPro, you'll ride home with a new John Deere Compact Tractor Package for less. A 3025E Complete Tractor Package starts at just $219 per month. You'll be equipped with a loader, Frontier box, rotary cutter, and trailer. Find more Tractor Package deals online at agproco.com and get equipped for anything. Offer ends October 31st, 2019, or while supplies last. Subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It is officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Sammy's Sports Bar and Grill is excited to be a part of the WCCP family. Sammy's is sure to make everyone happy. With TVs for the sports fanatic, games for the family, a wide variety of beer for the beer lover, and yummy menu options. Make Sammy's your go-to this football season to watch the game or grab food for the tailgate. There's something for everyone at Sammy's. Come see them at Sammy's Sports Bar and Grill on 1791 Woodruff Road. They're thrilled to have you.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
Have you seen the national commercial? There's a one of the big truck commercials. Oh yeah,
with
yeah.
this with this in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a boat and a boat's named Brandy and the guy pulls it on this big old 250 double dually commercial.
Man,
oh, that's good.
I'll have to check that one out.
It's good. You know what else? Keep that going, buddy. In the back.
Okay.
You know what else we had this weekend? We had rain.
Good bit of rain. It was nice to see.
It was nasty. If you had any issues at all with rain this past weekend, I hope you don't have any kind of under your home issues with any kind of moisture. Look, they can dry up your crawl spaces. They can encapsulate your crawl spaces. You don't want any issues there. So call Canty Foundation Specialist. It's a free, no-obligation deal. They're going to come out and look and give you a free estimate. So as Canty can fix it, you don't want to have that crawl space to any kind of mold and mildew. It's CantyCanFixIt.com. Let them encapsulate that crawl space. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Brent is in Lawrence, South Carolina. Brent, thanks for hanging on, man. I hope you're doing well this morning.
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Fantastic.
The holding call shouldn't even be a problem because the dang whole right side of the offensive line for Florida jumped, ball started on that same play.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch that part again because that's the case that would have negated that. Yeah.
No, it was a terrible note. It was almost as blatant as the offensive pass interference. Yeah. And then I really think Tennessee got jobbed pretty good, too. I'm telling you, these USC fans and Tennessee fans that are friends of mine, they're on board with this SEC bias now.
Well, look, I mean, Alabama, we'll talk. Clemson gets it now a little bit, too. Alabama gets it now. You get a little preferential treatment in there. Here's one thing I can tell you is that with the South Carolina-Tennessee game this week, I don't know who they're going to blame with this one, but who knows who's going to play quarterback. You got freshman quarterbacks that can't stay healthy. You got backups that aren't very good, and who knows, man. That would be an interesting game up there. But I thought Tennessee, I think you're right, Tennessee – I'm not sure if that was a good call or not on the third down call. Alabama went on to score that drive, and that was a big play. The South Carolina game certainly were two or three or four in there that you know you could certainly argue about too. And you know, it seemed like one of those.
Bama was struggling to move that ball at that point, and they got that unnecessary roughness sitting on the quarterback. Which I mean, the guy might have laid down there about a second too long, but. I don't think anyone else gets that call.
You know, it would have been interesting to see. But it's almost like whenever you're – I'm trying to see the record of these two teams right now. Whenever you are 3-4 like South Carolina or 2-5 like Tennessee, it seems like all those things always go against you.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Bama was going to lose that game. But that didn't help Tennessee any, that's for sure.
No, and who knows, man? The game gets tied a little bit. Tua's out. Jones isn't moving the ball. I'm not sold on Alabama's defense, and who knows what would happen at that point.
Hey, listen, I'm just curious. I mean, but we keep winning by 25 to 35 a game. We'd be, what, 16 by the end of the year, 17?
It seems that way.
Down to 16.
Yeah, it seems that way. Just keep
playing pre-Christmas Bowl.
Yeah, we'll be down in Shreveport, Louisiana. Go 13-0 and go to Shreveport.
Maybe we can play one of them great SEC West teams in Shreveport.
Give me Arkansas, give me Ole Miss or Mississippi State. It should be a good battle down there.
Yeah, bring it. Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, Brent. Have a great day.
Mickey, don't sleep on Shreveport in late December, early January.
One of the coldest games I've ever been to, 1985 against Minnesota. Clemson and Minnesota in the Shreveport Bowl. Independence Bowl.
You know, when you say coldest game I've ever been to, Clemson versus Minnesota, I'm not expecting that game to be taking place in Shreveport, Louisiana.
So Ricky Foggy. Speaking of Lawrence, Lawrence native, Ricky Foggy at quarterback.
Okay.
Lou Holtz left to go to Notre Dame before the bowl game, and Clemson lost in Shreveport, Louisiana to Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. They rode the boat all the way back up there from that one.
Mm. Clemson need to ride the Roy bus all the way back with that one, too.
Not the equipment manager bus?
Daniel's in Belton, 654 Roar. Daniel, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
How you doing this morning?
Fantastic.
I'm a Clemson fan, but I hate to say it. I watched Florida-Carolina game because, let's be honest, I didn't need to watch Clemson game after halftime. I noticed that about 3 or 4 minutes into the fourth quarter, it seems like all the steam came out of Carolina, and I'm just wondering, is that, you know, self-defeatist play style, is that indicative of the culture at Carolina or just an unfortunate byproduct from being beat all the time?
I think that South Carolina football is a little bit – we do this in Clemson basketball sometimes too. We get that, oh, no, here we go again mentality that, you know, for instance, last year – it was Florida. I think I'm right about saying this. Let me find the exact totals here. Florida beat South Carolina in the fourth quarter last year after the Gamecocks winning the first three quarters. They only won a game by five. In that game, let me see if I'm right about saying this. Florida scored the last 21 points of the game. The Gamecocks had a 31-14 lead in that one. And this week, now this year they didn't have that kind of lead. But it had they were in control of the football game a little bit, and Florida turned it on and scored 3 fourth quarter touchdowns on 3 consecutive drives that kind of took the air out of them. And so I think you kind of get a little bit of, oh no, here we go again. The other thing is Helinski was so limited in throwing the ball downfield, and the weather was a factor. Trask was limited in what he could do, and Trask was throwing these, looked like they had helium in the balls, ball kind of floating up in the air a little bit.
Right.
Footing was bad, obviously, but yeah, it's a little bit of a mental thing of here we go again, I think.
It's unfortunate because, you know, I was hoping that Carolina's win over Georgia, you know, and then they carry that momentum into this, it would boost our strength of schedule because, you know, if we continue on this path, like the previous caller said, we'll end up at number 14. But, I mean, do you see any way that Carolina can turn this around?
Yeah, I do, because here's the good news. You got Tennessee this week. You have Vanderbilt. You have App State, an open date. And then you got to go to A&M. A&M doesn't look daunting right now. I mean, Texas A&M is a 4-3 football team right now. And Texas A&M, let's not forget, Texas A&M's four wins are against Texas State, Lamar, Arkansas, and Ole Miss. I know it's on the road, but that looks like a winnable game. So, yeah, you can get healthy here.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Yeah, get healthy, yeah. No doubt.
I appreciate it, Mickey. You have a good day.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate the phone call. 654-ROAR. Joe's in our nation's capital. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
What's going on, Mick? How you doing, man?
Couldn't be better, buddy. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, the Tigers won 7-down, 8-to-go. And we can put another national championship up there in Memorial Stadium.
I love it.
You know, these commentators, they just so upset with Trevor Lawrence. You know, I'm glad that he's having all these problems. Because by the time when it really counts, not that it doesn't count on the weekends, but when we get against better competition, those mistakes that he's making now won't happen. So I'm not upset. Deshaun Watson threw a lot of interceptions when he was at Clemson as well.
All right.
But what I do want to talk to you about real quick, and I'll take it off air. I love Brent Venables, man. I said it early in the year, this guy is worth every penny plus extra pennies for what he has done with this defense, considering what we lost. These guys, this man, I don't see nobody beating us, just the fact that we can get stops. We can get stops. I look at Ohio State, I look at Alabama. I look at Oklahoma, their defense is nowhere near ours if we used to play them. So I'm confident just the fact that Brent Venables is on his A-plus game with this crew. Oh, my God. These guys, man. It's awesome, man. I'm not even worried about the offense. Trevor Lawrence, he'll get it. I'm not worried about it. You know, I mean, we winning. It's no problem, but we're not giving up a whole lot of points, and that's a good thing. What you think?
I agree 100 million times, whatever, infinity percent. Man, I can't say enough about it. This defense, despite losing who they lost, this defense has been absolutely amazing. And of the contenders now, I think Clemson might have the best defense. Ohio State maybe, we'll see. But this defense has been the biggest surprise of all, and we don't talk enough about it. We talk about some of the offensive issues, but we don't talk enough about what else is happening out there. Clemson
That's what I don't understand. They're not talking about the defense. They're talking about Trevor Lawrence and the interceptions and all the other crap, but they're not talking about the defense. I don't get it.
I'm going to give you an amazing statistic here. In this season so far, there's 7 games in. In this season so far, they gave up 294 to Georgia Tech. They gave up 289 to Texas A&M. 187 total yards to Syracuse. 216 total yards to Charlotte. 290 to North Carolina. 253 to Florida State. This past weekend, just 263. Clemson has not given up 300 yards of total offense in any game this year. Isn't that amazing? 7 straight games under 300 yards of total offense.
Right.
Unbelievable.
It's the D. To me, if we make it, which I feel as though we will make it to the playoffs, our defense is going to carry us to the championship. Because you can't win a championship scoring points. You got to stop somebody. And I believe we'll be able to stop any of those 3 top teams. And now, don't be surprised if they put us out the top 4 before November 5th.
Don't care.
I wouldn't be surprised. It doesn't matter to me, but that's just more fuel for the Roy bus.
Yep.
That's all that is.
Yep. Don't care. All I care about is the final college football playoff poll. LSU and Alabama are going to play each other. Ohio State still has a tough deal going on there. Who knows about Oklahoma and the rematches they're going to have. And look, Clemson is – they're in fine shape right now. Don't have to worry about any of that situation. You just win your games, take care of your business, go 13-0, and everything will take care of itself.
And just think, Trevor Lawrence got one more year.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. A lot of fun, Joe.
We're in good shape, man. We're in good shape.
And, Joe, if you want to talk about it next year, with two of those wide receivers going there, and who knows what happens at Georgia with Fromm and those guys, and Jalen Hurts is seen at Oklahoma and Ohio State losing. Clemson's going to be preseason number one next year, right in the middle of it next year. Good point, brother. Hey, I got some defensive stats. Man. When we hang up, I got some defensive stats for you. I hope you have a great day, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Take care of yourself. You're welcome. Clemson now third in the country in passing defense and passing efficiency defense, fourth in the country in sacks per game, fourth in the country in red zone defense, fifth in the country in total defense, sixth in interceptions, seventh in defensive touchdowns now, eighth in scoring defense, ninth in turnovers gained, ninth in tackles for loss. This defense is playing at an unbelievable level right now. Eighth in the country in scoring defense.
And when you look at this defense, I was so impressed over the weekend when you don't have a guy like Xavier Thomas, who's arguably in top three or four most talented guys on that defense. Justin Foster played out of his mind.
Two sacks, played out of his mind. And the Dabo mentioned didn't play well from a grading standpoint, but made the plays, was very, very productive.
That's a couple weeks in a row now where guys who are, you know, we think are unbelievable highlight players of a team's performance, and Dab was like, they kind of failed in our grading system.
Yep. It's crazy to think about. But look, that's who they are right now.
Yeah.
This, you lose Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant and Trey Lamar and
Albert
and
Huggins.
Joseph and Albert Huggins and
Trayvon Mullen.
Trayvon Mullen. And it doesn't matter.
No.
You're still good. Unbelievable. And wait till next year.
I know wait till next year is usually something that's used in a...
In Columbia.
Yeah.
But you're going to get Brissy and Capehart.
Who?
And Williams. Ooh. And Murphy. Ooh. Maybe Birch, maybe Flo. Get a little Fred Davis back there, a little R.J. Mickens back there.
Ooh. Mickey, let's go.
Wait till he gets more talent. We don't have to run three-man fronts. It's unbelievable.
You have to run to a 3-4 because we just keep recruiting all these linebackers.
Unbelievable. Hey, my great friends at Trail want to build your next building. Really just talk to you about your next building and see what they can do. TREHEL.com. Get in touch with them and love to help you out. Trail, 800-319-7006. At Trail, it is a different experience. It is a different. Now, they can build it any way they want to build it, but I just encourage you to do this. And most of us out there, I'll be honest with you, I've sat down with Trail many times now. The first time I sat down, I didn't know what a better building process. I didn't know the single source delivery. I did not know what master builder concept approach was. I didn't know anything about that. It works. It works at a very high level because you're working with one company. There's so many pros to it. No matter if you're on a committee or if it's a one person, one decision thing. Think about Trail. TREHEL.com. 800-319-7006. We'll take a break. We'll come back. James, RJ, you guys hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to your reaction Monday. More after this.
While it's true that Tri-County is known for their exceptional nursing program, they also offer a wide variety of programs that train students for other incredibly rewarding healthcare professions. Whether you want to work behind the scenes in a laboratory, assist in an operating room, be first on the scene as an EMT, or even focus on a specialty area like dental assisting. They have a variety of options. Learn more about a rewarding career in the healthcare professions at tctc.edu/healthcare.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Hey Tigers, this is Leighton Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first luxury condo hotel. Lakeside Lodge is a Clemson fan's dream, being surrounded by fellow Tigers with easy access to Death Valley. Our team is going all in to bring Lakeside Lodge to you with the best views, amenities, and location Clemson has to offer. Schedule a hard hat tour today or come see us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Opening soon, Lakeside Lodge, a one-of-a-kind development for a one-of-a-kind town.
Hello, beautiful.
And handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. M-Sculpt, nothing like you've seen before.
Technology that allows you to sculpt both your muscle and your fat.
Only 4 30-minute treatments.
And you can tone your abs or lift your booty. Because at backto30.com,
90 days,
no surgery,
real results.
Goodbye, handsome. Young and 30, back to
30. Football season is here, so it's time to gear up at the Tiger Sports Shop. We have the Nike Sideline and Team Issue apparel that you see the Clemson coaches wear. We have the new Nike Clemson shoes this year, and we have them in women's sizes. We have our own Tiger Sports Shop collection of branded merchandise, which is excellent quality at an affordable price. There are two locations to serve you, Highway 123 and downtown. Plus, don't forget about the website, tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Get your home ready for Halloween and let only the cobwebs be the fake decor. Make sure last year's witch's brew stains are out of your carpets and get your floors looking spectacularly clean with Zero Res. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler. 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129 and a free hallway. Call now at 864-558-7300 or book online at www.zeroresgreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Happy wife, happy life. You know as well as I do, that's a key ingredient to making marriage last. Ben Milstead, for the guys over at Tent Solutions of Easley. Garrett and his team made my wife very happy when they tinted her car for me. I meant to say her. Tent Solutions of Easley is the exclusive source for nanotechnology, a tent film that gives you 98% heat blockage. I trust all our cars to Garrett and Tent Solutions of Easley. You should too. Highway 123, next to Silver Bay, 630-3164.
Up to $6,000 off on the Honda Pilot and the best lineup of SUVs rated by U.S. News. Hendrick Honda Easley has over 500 new and used vehicles on the lot. Nobody can make your credit work better or get you more money for your trade. Come in this week and make sure to mention the Roar to receive your first 2 years of oil changes free with your new vehicle purchase. Visit them today at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway in Easley, just off Highway 123, and online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Public transportation is one of the smartest things you can do to lower your carbon footprint, adopt a saner lifestyle, and save money in the process. It reduces the number of vehicles on the roads and, as a result, improves air quality, alleviates traffic jams, and noise. CatBus can help you save money, save energy, and save the planet. Serving Clemson, Seneca, Central, and Pendleton. Find out more about CatBus at CatBus.com and download the free CatBus app. Save money, save energy, save the planet. CatBus.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
I'm on backto30.com right now and looking at all their services they do. And I'll be honest with you, so much of it with their Back to 30 body and the Hello Handsome men's treatments that they have and the skin and the facial stuff that they do. Hey, guys, they can do the Botox, the Juvederm stuff. They can do the non-surgical skin rejuvenation. I did the IPL photo pen, photo rejuvenation stuff where they zapped all my sunspots, got rid of that. I know a lot of it there have like... I don't know, some laser hair removal issues. I mean, Hey, John, remember on the other guys where the guy talked about, you see this over here, the beard and everything? Down below, hairless. That's it. Maybe he went back to 30. I don't know. Some laser hair removal. A lot of you might need to do some back stuff up there. Let him take care of you. Some body contouring. Hey, believe me, we can do some of this stuff too. Think about it, guys. Let them do some great consultation to help you out. Back to 30. You want to look better, feel better? Give them 5 minutes. I'll give you back 10 years. It's backto30.com. RJ is in Lexington, South Carolina. RJ, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, Mickey. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, you know, first of all, a guy called a while ago talked about a whole offensive line move for Florida on that one play. The left tackle moved like a half a second before the ball was snapped, and the holding was actually on the same play. But, you know, it was funny. McQuamu being held, the guy's running as fast as he can with McQuamu down the field. It's not like he pulled him back or slowed him down. It was just the whole thing was kind of funny. But the reason I'm actually calling today, Mickey, is I watch a lot of college football every Saturday and watch reruns. And there's always teams, it seems like every team I watch, every touchdown that I see, there are wide receivers one-on-one running down the field, getting past people. When Clemson plays, it's obvious that teams are putting two deep safety back. There's like five guys standing in the end zone hoping that we just pass the ball 10 yards down the field or we just get a run and slow us down when we get to the 10-yard line. Are you seeing that too? Because yeah. I don't see any of us have one-on-one opportunities. I mean, there's always two or three guys, you know, defending us and always guys back. And I'll hang up and listen to you, but I'm pretty sure that's how teams are playing us now. Thanks, Mickey.
Thanks, RJ. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, teams will not give up the deep ball against Clemson. They are going to two high, three high, four high looks sometimes, cover four or sometimes, cover six sometimes. They're not going to give up the deep ball. And they are going to make Clemson be patient, check down Charlie, and run the ball. And that's why it is a you have to look at being patient and run the football and check it down. And it stinks, but that's the way they're going to play. That's the way North Carolina played you. That's the way they're going to continue to play. 654-ROAR. My friend James, the truck driver, checks in. Good morning, James. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm doing well. Thank you. You know, I was watching that game Saturday, and I said, oh, my goodness. I'm going to go back to 30. I promise you, I'm aging overnight. But anyhow. But, I left. I said, man, we lost. I was feeling kind of down. We went to the mountain. And this guy, he's a Clemson guy. He said, you know, he told me, he was so nice. He said, you know what? He said, y'all playing actually good football. He said, with a freshman quarterback, a third-string quarterback. He said, man, hold your head up. I mean, he was so nice. He said, you know, y'all playing better than we expected for you to play. He said, South Carolina actually the playing decent football. I mean, he really gave South Carolina some props. He said, who expect for y'all to beat Georgia? Who expect for you to play that close to Florida with a freshman quarterback? He said, son, hold your head up. He said, South Carolina's a decent team. I mean, he really, and so when I went to church last night, we're doing the series by Dr. David Jeremiah. He said, count it all, Joe. I said, Lord, look at you. I said, look at you, God. I said, boy, I said, even in football, you let me know, count it all joy.
Oh, and
I said, Lord, I'm just going to count it joy. Yeah. I just thought, you know, he lost, but you know what?
Yeah.
God is still in control. And Ooh. He want me to enjoy the game, but he don't want me to make it my heart. You know, listen to Dr. David Jeremiah. Have a passion. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
But have that same passion for the lost. You know, have that same passion for lost people.
Yeah.
I said, wow, Lord, the discipline lies. So, man, it's been great. You know, God have a way of pulling you back where you should be. I enjoy the game now. But, you know, it's just putting the right perspective on life. You know?
No doubt. No doubt.
I thank God for that Clemson guy. He really gave South Carolina a lot of props, and that made me feel good.
Well, I'm glad that's the case. I'm glad you keep that proper perspective towards it. And, you know, I am always reminded about humility and how it happens, and that's one of my biggest lessons is learning that if ever I'm on top, well, I know that the humility factor is coming in at some point in time in there. But, yeah, it's a game.
Yeah,
it is a game. It's a fun game.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Yep.
He said it's a fun game, but keep it in right perspective.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right. No doubt.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, James. Appreciate the lesson there. No doubt about it. It is just a game. We take it way too serious. But I'm glad we do because I like my job. And
I like what we do for a living, yeah.
Love it. Absolutely love it. 654-654-ROAR. 654-7627. We talked an awful lot of Clemson today. The Booth ejection is a great example of what we have with the national media. You know, to me, the storyline of the game is that Clemson was a 24-point favorite and they went on the road and they won 45-10. That they won 61 out of 65. They won 22 in a row. They won, what is that, 16 in a row in the ACC games, or I don't know, whatever it is. I mean, all these numbers, right? To me, the storyline is the redemption of BT Potter kicking a 51-yard field goal.
Yep.
The redemption of Trevor Lawrence not playing good in the first quarter, coming back and playing three great quarters at the end of the game. The story to me is the Tigers, Louisville rushed over 200 yards a game. The story to me is that Clemson outrushed Louisville, doubled up Louisville's rushing total. That Clemson had 550 yards of offense compared to 263 from Louisville. The story of the game would be, for me, that a defense that was without Xavier Thomas still had six sacks. And that Foster had two sacks. And the story to me would be Isaiah Simmons and what he's been able to do by being maybe him and the young kid from Ohio State, maybe the two best defensive players in the country right now.
Him and Chase Young?
Chase Young.
Yeah.
The story to me would be Wallace's interception, Terrell's interception. The story to me would be Ross's catch and five catches for him. Or the story to me would be Amari Rodgers with a nice game of three catches for 78 yards, a 61-yard catch to Amari Rodgers. There's some great stories out there. But instead, we talk about Booth. Booth's a good kid. He made a mistake. He's going to be he's paid for it and continue to pay for it, and it's okay. All this behind them now, they'll move on. But that's the story for national folks. Or that Trevor threw two first quarter interceptions. Okay, well. Yeah, 36 Saturday games in a row. How about that? And these, friends, these are the good times. These are the glory years. And if you want to get caught up in the negative, any negative, I do it sometimes. I catch myself sometimes. I have three or four people that they'll text me about negativity, and I almost want to say, oh, man. Negativity's coming. Clemson's going to go 8-4 some year in my lifetime, I think.
Well, it's probably going to happen in your lifetime with the advances in modern medicine and your high-level income. Right. No reason you can't live to be 300-400 years old.
That's exactly right. So, the bad times are coming.
Sure.
These are the good times.
These are the good old days. We always talk about, you remember the good old days? These are them right now.
These are them right now. It's never been like this before. Soak it in, friend.
Amen.
Enjoy it. ETN has 14 carries for 192. I got Texas morning. Why did ETN carry it more? Dude, they won 45 to 10.
Did he need to carry it anymore?
No, save him.
He was banged up a little bit. He pulled up on that big run. You get him out of that
honest
game.
Honest to goodness, man. Honest to goodness. I got a couple texts about it. They need to run ETN more. Need to run him more. Man, he had 194. You scored 45. You won by 35. Why not save him for later in the year? I guarantee you this much. Clemson's up 45-10 or 38-10 the last drive they score with Malusi's touchdown. If ETN's in that game and turns his ankle, first Texas morning, why are they running ETN?
Or that hammy turns out to be worse than it was. And
the game's in hand. Why are you still running ETN?
Can't please everybody, Mick.
Friends, these are the good times, man. You're the epicenter of college football. You've won two out of three national championships. You've won umpteen games in a row by umpteen points, whatever it is. I can't even keep up with it anymore.
And not to mention that.
Sit back and enjoy the good times.
We've got the great defense, and the way you've pointed it out too, Mickey, throughout the course of the day, it's only going to get better because the defense we got coming in.
Yeah. Just enjoy it.
Yes.
You have to nitpick and find. Yeah, you know what? You can nitpick. Sawicki missed a field goal. Trevor threw two picks early. Had some penalties. Cervinka jumped off sides again. Kendrick had turf toe. Booth hit the kid. Yeah. One scored 17 in the first half. Yeah. There's some things to nitpick about. Sure. You don't have to. You choose to look at the positives. There's a bunch of positives in there too, isn't there? It's okay. It's quite all right. Anthony and Greenville, hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to you. Love to hear from your reaction Monday. More text, more tweets, more of your phone calls with John Hyde. I'm Mickey Potter, 654-ROAR. Promise you, we'll get to your phone calls when you come back.